cast aside.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Well, if you'd like to be a part of his holy bride, if you would like to be part of his holy bride, all you have to do is say, I do. And I, and I have my friend Richard on the phone calling in from, I say, fresh and cold, Vermont. How you doing, Richard?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. It's a wonderful warm 40-something right here right now.
Okay. Can you see me on the Zoom call?
No, I cannot.
Oh, you can't see me. Oh, okay.
I don't see you.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll work that out in the future. So it's good to have you on here today. And Richard is in the process of having his own broadcast, his podcast. And the reason is you want to do that is you feel that the Lord has put an unction on you. And what is that unction? What does that feel like?
It's the Bible says we have treasure in earthen vessels. It's a treasure. It's the precious presence of the Lord. And that's what it feels like.
And you said he's been speaking to you about the harvest is white?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Right now, I'm in Vermont right now, there's what people call an open heaven above us. And it just means it's like there's no resistance. People are so open and thankful when you share the gospel with them. It's just amazing. We had 220-something people give their life to the Lord in 1 week.
Where?
It's just amazing. God is doing wonderful things.
Where did this happen, where these people gave their lives to the Lord?
In Burlington. Yeah. Well, Burlington, Vermont.
Was it a special event?
Yeah, that was a evangelistic training and outreach.
Okay, and, I'm going to give you a lesson in Radio 101, okay?
Okay.
So I'm asking questions, and you're giving me one- or two-word answers, like, where was this happening? Oh, it was in Burlington, Vermont. Okay, dead. So when I ask you a question, it's the show's not about me. It's supposed to be about you and your reflections and what you have on your agenda. So if I ask you a question, take that ball like a football and run down for a touchdown by talking about it, what went on there, how was it, how did those people find out about it. Just talk all about it, you know? So I'm going to ask you now. So you said how many people got saved?
About 222 people last I heard.
And where was this and what happened? Who started this?
Well, we were attending what was called an evangelistic training. There was an evangelist that came down on his own dime, and he was giving training. So we were attending in the morning at 10, worshiping the Lord, you know, and then and that also at night, but we were going out in teams and we'd go out and just share the gospel with people. And it's so open. People are thanking us. And the most amazing thing is, you know, every single time we went out or I went out with my friend or whoever we're going out with, felt so inadequate, felt so anointed, if you know what that means. I felt like there was just dry and empty. Nothing was going to happen. But I tell you what, the Holy Spirit shows up and people's face change when you start talking to them about Jesus. And they thank you. You know, I just real quick, I want to tell you two things real quick. You know, yeah. God loves you. He's got a wonderful plan for your life. Thank you. I really needed to hear that, you know, and they thank you for it. And then you say, hey, real quick, you know, I want to ask you a question. If you died right now, do you know for sure that you would go to heaven? And most people say, yeah, of course I go to heaven. And I say, that's great. Why is that? And they just tell me things they've done. Two ladies I talked to that are very prominent here in Vermont. I said, that's great. You feel like you go to heaven. Why is that? And I'm telling you, they named wonderful things they're doing, just social things better than I've ever done. Just wonderful, 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 many wonderful things. And I told them, I said, you know, that is really sincerely wonderful. But you know, real quick, let me tell you three things that the Bible says. The Bible says that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, you know, and number two, it says that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. And it says that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You're a whosoever, I'm a whosoever, right? It just means whoever will call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. We're all a whosoever. So before I go, I'm going to say a quick prayer for you. And then I just would say a quick prayer for him, you know, and I'd pray something like, Lord, I'd pray something like this. I'd say, you know, Lord, sincere prayer. I'd say, Lord, I just pray you bless, you know, Bill and his family, Lord, with long and healthy lives, Lord. God, I just pray you make yourself so real to him that if he's never received Jesus as his Lord and Savior, I pray that he would do so right now. You know, then I say, if you would like to receive this free gift, Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know, committing your life to him, just pray this with me. You know, just say, Jesus. And I tell you, my dear friend, just about most people will just, Jesus. And they'll pray, come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. Wash me and change me and set me free and never let me be the same again. You know, and I believe you died for me and helped me to live for you and fulfill everything you called me to do. Thank you that I'm forgiven and I'm on my way to heaven in Jesus' name. And that's it. And I just share with them, you know, that if they prayed that prayer to commit their life to Jesus, then they are born again. Romans 10:9 says, if we believe in our heart that Christ rose from the dead and confess him as Lord, we will be saved.
Now, hold on. Now, I want to ask you this, though. Because we were on the phone last night, and I got a little bit of an inkling. I hadn't heard this from you before, but you said you thought Jesus was foolishness at one point. How old were you when you came to know the Lord, by the way?
When I gave my life to the Lord, I had experiences with the Lord when I would, like, you know, say I was going to live for him, but never really followed through. But when I was 18.
Oh, 18?
Well, in the Navy, that's when I gave my life to Jesus.
Well, that's pretty dang young. But you said there was a time, though, where you kind of looked at people oddly who believed in Jesus, right?
Well, I used to think that I didn't say that, but what I meant to say was that I used to think, I know, you know, these people that go to church all the time, you know, they don't know to have it. They do not know to have how to have a good time like I do, man. I know how to have a good time. I was so wrong.
And what was your good time?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. Maybe going out drinking with my friends, you know. Maybe smoking some weed every now and then, you know.
No. What I don't understand is I watch these movies. And, you know, the bad guys, I'm not sure which one I'm supposed to have these on. I think that's the way. Anyway, I watch these movies, you know, and these guys are involved in drugs, selling drugs or whatever. And their big thing is that they want to, everybody wants to party all the time. Like somehow going into this dark place with no lights and there's music playing. People are dancing. Hey, how are you? What did you say? I can't hear you over the music. You know what I mean? And they think they're having a good time. They're getting like high. I'm kind of nodding out here. Oh, this is so much fun. I'm not being able to think straight. Oh, this is fun. I mean, isn't it a sad commentary that fun for people? I can remember that when I was a 14-year-old, 13. I think I was 13. I wanted to see psychedelic colors. I remember that where people took, you know, they kind of made visions of this for TV shows where people tried marijuana or LSD. And I was like, oh, I want to try something where I see psychedelic colors. In other words, I was looking for a carnival. And yeah. The sad thing is people get sucked into drinking and doing drugs and everything, and they end up wondering why they're unhappy when they're, you know, later on in life, when all they know to have a good time is to have a carnival. Well, I've been working all week. Gonna go to the carnival tonight. We're gonna drink underneath the multicolored lights. Like, that's fun, you know?
It's like so, so empty.
Yeah.
It's just empty. There's nothing to it. It's just empty, you know? And so that's what it is. And, you know, it's just, people don't know, you know, people are wandering around. They're like sheep without a shepherd. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what they're doing. Jesus said, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Now, hold on. That's a great line. They're sheep without a shepherd. I like that so much to write it down. You know, people are sheep without a shepherd. Do you need a shepherd in your life? Someone who oversees, okay, people are, yeah, sheep without a shepherd. That would be a good title for a book, too.
Yeah, it would be. Sheep are not very smart, you know, and when they get separated from the fold, they're sometimes I've heard, I don't know, that they don't even know they're separated, you know, and they're so vulnerable. You know, if a sheep, because of the way their weight's distributed, if they fall down or especially if they're pregnant or something, they fall and they get on their back, they can't get up. Their feet are pointing up in the air, and it's called a cast, C-A-S-T, a cast sheep. They can't get up, and they will certainly die.
Really?
Unless someone comes and flips them over.
Now, how long to a cast sheep will die without help from somebody to help them up?
I'm not sure.
That would be good. Now, you live in Vermont, and of course—
I do.
Yeah, beautiful Vermont. And I knew this lady. I forget her name. She was known as the Sheep Lady. So she gave us a tour of her farm up there a few years ago. She's since then retired, but she would go to these farmer's market up in Vermont. And every Sunday, the one we would go to, there's another one she attended on Wednesdays, I think. But she would sell these sheep parts. So, you know, she grew the sheep, and then she would have the sheep slaughtered, and then she would sell the sheep meat, you know, sheep and lamb. I guess the difference is lamb connotes a baby sheep, right? Yeah. But anyway, so she had this dog, and that dog was a wonderful dog that could round up all those sheep. I mean, that dog was in seventh heaven being in charge of those sheep. But I've been told, like I was also told, turkeys are stupid. When it rains, they'll look up, open up their mouths, and drown from the rain. Did you know that? I've heard that. And sheep, yeah, and you're right about the sheep, that they're known to be a pretty dumb being. Of course, humans like to think they're more intelligent than they really are, in our arrogance and our pride. I have no need of a God. I created myself. And yes, all these things just happen to come together, you know, like a chameleon. If you put a chameleon on my wooden desk I'm sitting at right now, it will turn brown like wood. If I put it on a red kerchief, it turns red. If I put it on a yellow kerchief, it turns yellow. Wait a second. Who in the world and how in the world did he create a being that changes color like that? It's just magnificence.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Pleens Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
One with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you sin was great.